get, you know, death penalty or life in jail. Deterring people. I'm looking for Hamas to be deterred. They're not. I'm looking for Mexico and Central America to stop the onslaught on the border. Everything Biden is touching is going to crap. So the bottom line is there's a piling on effect all over the world because President Biden is showing weakness.
And with this projection of weakness, I want to just refer to something that is that I've been frustrated about for a long time, and that is our electric grid in this country. And the fact that, you know, it's just a balkanized group of electric companies. How vulnerable are we when it comes to the power grid and, you know, the military that's on part of the grid?
Well, look at the pipeline. I mean, my God, I mean, this pipeline is the single pipeline to the East Coast. They were able to knock it out. I'm very worried about the electric grid, our financial service systems, about trains, about chemical companies. You can do only so much prevention. We need to up our game when it comes to prevention. But you have to deter people. They have to be afraid to attack the United States. Is anybody afraid of Joe Biden? Is anybody being deterred by the policies of President Biden? The answer is no. This is a dangerous time in the world right now.
That's Lindsey Graham over the weekend with Judge Jeanine. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, hybrids, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 530, Interstate 15 southbound is a mess right now. A crash, Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. It's consuming the left lane now and the HOV lane. And Interstate 15 southbound is backed up past the Spaghetti Bowl, past Bonanza and beyond. So you want to avoid Interstate 15 southbound right now through the resort corridor. Reduce speeds on the 515 too, westbound at Eastern, 215 westbound at the airport connector. You'll touch the brakes as you round that turn there. Do expect some congestion through the airport tunnel as well. That's southbound Paradise at Russell. And we are getting heavy volume still on the Northern Beltway, 215 westbound at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Pretty solid weekend for UNLV baseball. They sweep San Diego State, wrapping with an 8-1 win on Sunday. UNLV will wrap up their regular season next weekend when they go to Fresno State. The Las Vegas Aviators get to 500 with a 4-1 win at Reno yesterday. That series will continue tonight. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they find themselves down 1-0 in their series to the Wild. They just continue to struggle against Minnesota, seemingly the only team that they have a hard time defeating. A 1-0 overtime loss yesterday, and now the Golden Knights will look to even up the series at a game apiece when Game 2 comes up tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I had a chance earlier to visit with Victor Jakes. Good guy and a three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And we were talking about the news of the day, which is John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, is apparently running for governor. And I asked him if he was surprised by John Lee's run for governor.
I wasn't surprised. I think he'd been, you know, signaling it for a long time. You know, the biggest picture thing is he should have done this 2 years ago. I know there was some kind of behind-the-scenes chatter about, you know, Mayor Lee making the party switch and coming out in support of Trump. And obviously he says he supports Trump and he voted for him. But I think it would have, you know, been a lot bigger news 2 years ago. Or not 2 years ago, last year. What am I talking about? He's certainly been signaling that he wants to run for governor. He always was a conservative Democrat. So the party switch, I think, makes a lot of sense.
My question is, how did he ever get elected as a Democrat? Because he's pro-gun. I mean, he's a Republican.
He is a Republican. You know, I think we've seen this all over the country, but the purity, the ideological purity of really both parties, I don't think was as strong, in the past as it is today. And he obviously lost his primary, I think it was in 2012, to Senator Spearman, who was extremely, extremely liberal. That was the district that had elected him. So I don't think he would be elected today as a Democrat.
Especially with the new progressive wave in the Democrat Party. How will he do? Is he conservative? I mean, would you call him a conservative? And is he conservative enough for conservatives in this state?
You know, I think on the issues, he's going to do a lot better than the problem of just having been a Democrat for so long, including during the term of former President Barack Obama. I think he can make a really credible case that he's a good chief executive. He's done a really good job in North Las Vegas. They started their own micro school when all the schools shut down. They wanted kids in the class. So they, you know, took the initiative to start this program that's been very successful. And so he's pro-life, he's pro-gun. I think he was the NRA legislator of the year at one point. So he checked a lot of the conservative boxes, but I just think he's going to have a hard time, when he gets attacked for being a Democrat during the presidency of Barack Obama. I think that's just going to be a really tough thing to overcome, even if on the merits he's got a good case.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. How will he be on fundraising? Because that's going to be so vitally important in this race.
Yeah, that's really the big question. I mean, you think as a mayor, he's going to have some kind of built-in fundraising capabilities. But I wouldn't suspect he'd get a lot from Northern Nevada. I think a lot of the casino big business money down here is is going to go either to Hutchinson or Lombardo. Probably Lombardo, I think, is going to more likely to run. And so I think he's going to be at a fundraising disadvantage. And I really think that's too bad, because I think he's a good candidate. I think he's an interesting candidate. I really wish he was running for Congressional District 4. I think he'd be a perfect fit for that district. And if he won that, then he'd be well positioned to run for governor in the future.
I know that Mark Hutchison, he's been on the show, and we've talked about politics and running for governor eventually. And one of the things I think that he has mentioned is the idea of the party rallying around one candidate and not going through five and six and seven candidates for governor. Is there any indication you get that the party is ready to coalesce around one, maybe two folks for the primary?
Well, I mean, I think you have to realize the party is really the folks with the money. Because if someone has all the money, then they're going to win, and they probably will drive around everyone except for Mayor Lee. And I think that's certainly possible. I mean, I think, what I'm hearing is that Lombardo is going to try and be that candidate. And on paper, I think he certainly, have an incredible case. I really think, if anyone can raise any sort of significant money, Lombardo's got some things that aren't going to sit well with Republican voters. I mean, the first thing is he turned Clark County into a sanctuary county. And he may have a good explanation for that. He's got to be underwater 80 points on that issue. And I just think, if anyone has the ability to raise money, they're really going to be able to challenge him. I think actually, Mark Hutchison would have a much better chance getting through a primary unscathed just because of things like that.
I just think it's going to be tough for a lot of candidates. I mean, because everybody seems to have their own baggage. Anybody that supported the largest tax increase in the history of our state is going to have problems. In the case of Joe Lombardo, he's got his own set of baggage. If you were handicapping the race, the primary race now, who do you think has the best shot?
Well, I think Lombardo has the best chance, and I think that's because Hutchison, I don't think, is going to run. I think Hutchison would have the best chance. I think if Amade, you kind of get mixed signals on him. It's either that he's not, just doesn't have the prowess to raise the money, or just that he's not willing to put in the work to raise the money. But, this is actually his time. I mean, it's just, if he could raise seven figures for a primary, I think he'd be very tough to beat. I don't think he's going to do it. And I think there's actually room for an outsider. I mean, I wrote about this a little bit last week, and Senator Hammond, the father of school choice, he'd be an interesting candidate. My former boss, Andy Matthews, strong conservative, raised a lot of money for his assembly race. He'd be an interesting candidate. If I was having to bet, I'd bet on Lombardo, but I think they're certainly past the victory for someone else if they can raise. They don't have to raise as much as Lombardo, but they have to raise enough.
I'm curious, are there any has-beens, and I don't say that in a nasty way, but just people who have been a part of the political scene, Dean Heller, Adam Laxalt, anybody like that that could sneak in the back door?
I mean, if Laxalt wanted to run for governor, I think he'd clear the field, but every indication seems to be that if he runs, he's going to run for the U.S. Senate. I think Heller would have just a terrible run. I thought about Joe Heck. I don't think there's any interest in him running, but there's the Trump problem for these guys too. If you weren't an enthusiastic supporter of Trump, I think that's soured a lot of people on you, and that's really the other wild card hanging over is, if Trump gets involved and endorses someone, does that shoot someone up where they could have been, a backbencher, but if with the endorsement of Trump, with the likelihood that money comes along with that, I mean, he really could take someone and make them the leading candidate.
That's Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. We got a lot more to do on this Monday. It's a busy, busy Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you were out and about. I was out and about. I was even out in the rainstorm yesterday. And I got to tell you, I was so happy. And people looked happy. They really honestly did. People looked absolutely over the top, joyful. And all because of the CDC and what they did last Thursday. Taking the masks off both indoors and outdoors. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the director of the CDC and was on with Martha Raddatz. This to me is the problem. You know, when we're saying if you've been vaccinated, you got one or both, then you don't have to wear a mask. But the question is, and this is what they covered yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, who should be the vaccine police? Listen to this.
The guidance that we released on Thursday is about individuals and what individuals are at risk of doing if they are not vaccinated. If they're vaccinated, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated, they are not safe. They should still be wearing a mask or, better yet, get vaccinated. We also need to say that this is not permission for widespread removal of masks. For those who are vaccinated, it may take some time for them to feel comfortable removing their masks. But also that these decisions have to be made at the jurisdictional level, at the community level. Some communities have been hit harder than others, have lower vaccination rates than others. We wanted to deliver the science at the individual level, but we also understand that these decisions have to be made at the community level.
But let's talk about the unmasked and the unvaccinated. Lisa Marigakis, an infectious disease specialist from Johns Hopkins, told the Washington Post, there is no way to know who is vaccinated and who is not in most scenarios. The likely result is that almost no one will wear a mask. She went on to say that the risk to the unvaccinated would dramatically increase as most stop masking. Do you dispute that?
What I would say is those unvaccinated people need to work to protect themselves, need to continue to mask, and better yet, need to get vaccinated. What we're asking our businesses to do as they are starting to think about the guidance as to what this means for their workplaces is to make it easy for paid time off for their employees to get vaccinated.
But COVID is undeniably still a threat, and CDC has consistently shown us scientific evidence that says you are much safer if two people in a room have masks on. So if you are unvaccinated in that room and someone else comes in without a mask, you're not as safe.
What we would say is if you're unvaccinated in that room, you should get vaccinated. Now, the challenge here is that not everybody is eligible for vaccination, so we still have children under the age of 11, and you know, they should obviously still be wearing masks. So if you're unvaccinated, we are saying wear a mask, continue to distance if you're unvaccinated, and practice all of those mitigation strategies. For the unvaccinated, I want to be very clear.
Who is supposed to be the vaccination police? You look at Costco and Walmart, these essential workers. What are they supposed to do? There again, there's a quarter of the country that says they will not get vaccinated.
We are asking people to take their health into their own hands, to get vaccinated. And if they don't, then they continue to be at risk. For the unvaccinated, our policy has not changed. We were going to get to a place in this pandemic where vaccinated people were going to be able to take off their masks. We're lucky to be there with the science that we have. And now we have to take this foundational step that is completely based in science and understand what it means as we open the entire country.
Where was Rochelle Walensky in telling us that we have to take our health care into our own hands when the government was ordering us around? That's what I just don't grasp. That is absolutely bizarre. They were giving us orders. The governor was giving us orders. You know, the federal government, the CDC, they were all giving us orders. You got to do this. You got to do that. Whatever happened to take your health care matters into your own hands? I don't understand that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Steve Siddall here, Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, when should a pre-retiree get back into the market, or should they?
Well, Steve, back in, it all depends on where they're going to begin with, where they were, where they want to be. Just getting, we say the market, there's so many stocks, so many bonds, so many strategies, managed accounts over here, you know, all sorts of strategies about what to do with your money. But the most important part of any money is seeing what that money's going to do for you in the future. We call it a total retirement plan based on the money you have put aside, how's it going to grow, and more importantly, Steve, when you decide to retire, how much income are you going to receive all the way through retirement, and make sure your spouse gets that income as well. So it's a lot more than just picking stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It's making sure you have the diversification between risk and safety and income. Most people forget about income. Folks, the next 10 people that call, I'm going to put together for you your very own total retirement plan that includes lifetime income.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, a lot of companies are dropping the 401k match. Should we continue to save?
Well, you got to put money away somewhere, Steve, because you are funding your own retirement with the 401k. Companies don't give you a pension anymore. So what are you going to do? Well, there may be some better strategies now other than the 401k, but you need to commit to doing it systematically. Saying you're going to do it and not doing it is not helping anybody. The sooner you get money put away, the more money or more chance that money has of growing and compounding, and we need our money to compound. Steve, you look at the interest rate you're earning, divided into the number 72, and that'll tell you the number of years it takes for the money to double that you have put aside. So we need to make sure our money is always growing, and we need to make sure we have money put aside. The next 10 people I'll put together for you, your very own total retirement plan.
Great offer any way you look at it. A 3-book set and a box set by simply calling or texting 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, you know about the AT&T deal, right? Apparently, AT&T has agreed to spin off the media operations in the deal with Discovery. It will create a new entertainment company, merging assets ranging from CNN and HBO to HGTV. A lot of people are asking the question, what's going to happen to CNN? And I think there could be a seismic shift somewhere in AT&T and CNN once this thing takes hold. And this is going to be a year. Nothing will happen for a year. But mark my word, there will be a seismic shift within CNN. And it'll be interesting to see if suddenly they don't become more conservative or at the least more of a news organization and less about an opinion organization, because that's essentially what you got. I'm gonna want to see what happens though. The plan would combine, Discovery's reality TV empire with AT&T and their vast holdings. And one of the things I'll be interested to see is what happens. Discovery chief David Zaslav is going to be leading this new entity. They don't know what the name is yet, by the way. And they're still trying to figure out what the name is. I don't know, but they'll be announcing this later in the week, what the name of this new big company that includes CNN. But mark my words, there will be a change somehow, some way. They're not going to get more liberal. They can't get more liberal. But if anything, they might get more moderate or even conservative under new ownership. To me, it's highly possible that the CNN that you see right now, opinion-based, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, people like that, that you will end up seeing maybe some of these more liberal faces kind of saying sayonara. I don't know that. I have no reason to...